Good morning. It's Monday, January 19th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Coming up, a rare look at a piece of civil rights history.
I feel like for anyone who's really familiar with the writings and speeches of Dr. King, this is right up his wheelhouse.
We'll learn more after the news. The Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace, or SPEA, reached a tentative contract with Boeing last week. KMUW's Meg Britton Mellish reports on the details of that deal.
The tentative contract before SPEA members is a five-year deal, and the first since Boeing reacquired Spirit AeroSystems. It would establish guaranteed pay raises, create a 10% 401k match, and expand paid parental and military leave and vacation days. It would also bring the union's 1,600 members onto Boeing's health insurance plans, which provide more coverage for less cost than current plans. Brian Corliss is a spokesman for the union.
We wanted to make it as easy as possible for Boeing to reunify Wichita with the rest of the enterprise. And so just moving our folks into Boeing standard benefit plans seemed to make a lot of sense.
Members have until January 30th to vote on the contract. For KMUW News, I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
Leaders in Kansas City, Missouri took action last week to ban the development of federal immigration detention centers. The move to stop permit approvals for non-municipal detention centers came hours after federal agents toured a warehouse in South Kansas City to potentially turn it into a detention center for immigrants. City Councilmember Jonathan Duncan said such a facility would have a devastating impact on the community.
The fact that we will have a mass detention facility that equates to a homegrown concentration camp in my district makes me sick.
A report from the Washington Post found Kansas City is one of seven locations where the Trump administration wants to open a facility to hold thousands of detainees. The city's new moratorium ends in January of 2031. The Wichita School District has released updated guidelines for how schools should handle immigration enforcement at school buildings. District policy notes immigration authorities can access public areas of school property, but if officers want to enter a school building, they're required to show a court-ordered arrest or search warrant. School employees are instructed to politely decline if an ICE officer asks for information about a student or the student's family members. Last year, the Trump administration revoked a policy that identified schools as protected areas from immigration enforcement. Some members of the Black community are asking Wichita schools to reuse the name of a prominent civil rights activist after the district closed a building that was named after him. KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
The district closed the Chester I. Lewis Academic Learning Center last month due to unsafe conditions in the 75-year-old building. Lewis, the building's namesake, helped lead the landmark Dockham drugstore sit-in. A member of the Kansas NAACP asked Wichita school board members last week to preserve his name. Lewis's name is still attached to the alternative school program, which was moved to the former Cleveland Elementary School. But district leaders say they're open to using his name in the future for a different project. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
Governor Laura Kelly says Kansas is willing to reopen stadium negotiations with the Kansas City Royals in the future. The Major League Baseball team owns land in Johnson County and is considering a move over the state line as the Kansas City Chiefs did. State lawmakers offered both teams a massive incentive package that uses future sales tax revenue to pay for up to 70% of construction costs. The baseball team missed a deadline to accept a deal, but Kelly told KCUR that she's willing to reopen negotiations.
Should the Royals want to continue discussions and have, you know, some of their ducks in a row, I think we can gin up that enthusiasm again.
Team owners are also considering sites in Missouri, including downtown Kansas City. The Royals have a lease at Kauffman Stadium until 2031. Union Pacific says one of the company's historic steam locomotives will make its first ever coast-to-coast tour this year in honor of America's 250th birthday. Big Boy number 4014 is one of 25 steam engines built for Union Pacific in 1941. The trains were retired in 1961. 2 years ago, Big Boy made several stops in Kansas on its Heartland of America tour. Union Pacific officials say the schedule for this year's tour will be released soon. Information about the locomotive's history and its current location is at up.com. The City of Wichita and Sedgwick County are partnering on a project aimed at improving parks and community centers. Officials with the Imagine ICT Parks and Recreation Master Plan will host multiple events this month aimed at getting public opinion. A pop-up event will take place Wednesday at Sam's Club in Mays. Two other pop-ups will be hosted at Evergreen Library and the Great Plains Nature Center. A public open house is set for January 21st at Boston Recreation Center. More information is at wichita.gov. We'll be back after this.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Nestled in the archives of the Museum of World Treasures in Wichita, there's an early draft of a speech written by civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The document from the 1960s is not on public display because curators worry exposing it to light could damage it over time. KMUW's Carla Eccles visited the museum to take a look.
King's document has never been on display at the museum. It's behind the scenes, kept under historical preservation in a climate-controlled room. Education manager Matt Dwyer.
Got to open it up out of our acid-free folder here.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it's got a handwritten portion here from Dr. King along with some typewriter bits, so it looks like it was probably the beginnings of a speech.
On one page.
So from what I've been able to get, it says, quote, "Let me say finally that we must all maintain faith in the future. As we struggle to make justice a reality, we do not struggle alone, but God struggles with us. The God that we worship is not," some word I couldn't describe, "since right departed is stronger than evil triumphant. So I can say more than ever before, we shall overcome." And I feel like for anyone who's really familiar with the writings and speeches of Dr. King, this is right up his wheelhouse.
So when was the letter written, Matt?
So it looks like it was written pre-1965. It seems like it might be a bit of a draft. And so when I was doing my transcribing and writing some of the lines to see if it compared to some of his other speeches that we could put up, the "We Shall Overcome" speech was the one that was coming up the most. So this could potentially just be a draft of that, or he might have used some of these ideas or formulated these ideas and then used them later on for that. But that seems the most likely.
When I saw this, I almost cried.
Right.
You know, really, just to see this particular piece. And what's this right here? It seems like almost a stain on the
left. It does look like it's a, yeah, so it looks like if you're looking at the left part of the page, it looks like it's got a stain probably from some spilt coffee or a drink of some sort. When, as a historian, when you're looking at items like this, you're taking in as much of it as you can to go, okay, what is this? And so I'm thinking it's a draft of a speech because it's got those ellipses in there. It's got this stain going up the entire left-hand side of it that, if I had to take a guess, probably coffee, just due to the kind of dark brown complexion that it gave.
Yes, so he obviously was typing and then decided to write, you know, actually in cursive.
Yeah, so he wrote in cursive some additional ideas. Like I said, this pre-65, and it has some connections to the "We Shall Overcome" speech, which isn't given until 68. So definitely these writings here are a collection of ideas that are brewing, right? They're not fully formed yet. He had to kind of sit on them, think about them, really decide what was going to be the most impactful, because obviously he was a great speaker. You know, his public speeches are some of the most important in American history.
"But we shall overcome. And I tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice."
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. Have a meaningful Martin Luther King Jr. Day. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
KMUW's Pine Night is back. We'd like to invite you to the next meetup, an evening of conversation, drinks, and camaraderie with other listeners and staff. We'll be at Tor Brewing in the upstairs loft on February 11th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. I hope you'll come spend an evening with us.